very much. Would the necessary permit for the shed be a building permit? Thank you.
Case number 9607, Scott Rukowicz, east of Road 321, north of Hickory Drive, being lot 14 within Pawnee Grove Manor Development, a variance from front yard setback requirement.
What's your name and address?
Scott Rukowicz, 21869 Hickory Drive, Georgetown.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, sir. You're looking for a front yard variance?
Correct. For an addition, it's going to go into the front of the house.
There's no other alternative? No way you can build anywhere else?
Unfortunately not.
What's the addition for?
It's going to be have a master bedroom with a bathroom, a closet, and then on the right it'll be a porch. It'll come out 10 feet. I have a copy of the plan if anybody would like to see it.
I got it.
That's the survey. I actually have the plan drawn up for the addition. That was the survey I had done, so I knew where my markers were.
Okay. But that's your addition too, right?
I'm sorry?
That's your addition is going to go there.
On the front of the house, yes.
On the opposing side and to the rear, it's not possible to build it back there?
No, unfortunately not.
I take it all the other bedrooms are on the east side?
Yes.
If other questions.
Do we have other front yard variances there? Are you aware of?
Sir, what's
there? There is some variances in Pawnee.
I think there is one two houses over. Freddie Hopkins, I believe, has one. I could be wrong, but they just had an addition put on the front of their house. I don't think it's quite as big as mine, but.
It's been a while, but I remember posting a couple of them in there.
How big is your shed?
10 by 12.
Get a permit for it?
Actually, yes, I did. It didn't have one, and then the young lady informed me that I needed one, so I went and I have it here.
Did you get a certificate of occupancy once it was in place?
I'm sorry?
Did you get a CO, certificate of occupancy?
All I was told I needed was a building permit. So
what is it, 10 foot? Between the property line and the garage?
Between the garage and the shed is what you're talking about?
Yes.
I think so.
So therefore, if it's directly against the garage, it's 4.23 feet from the property line. Is it right up against the garage?
It's very close. You cannot walk between them.
And it's 10, you say it's 10 by 12?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. That's incorrect. It's 12 by 8.
8. Okay. Need to check, see if CA has been done on that.
Any further questions? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? If no further questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9607 under advisement.
motion. Do I need to have a second?
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We take case number 9607 under advisement. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made later this evening. You can stay if you'd like or call the office in the morning.
Okay.